This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 775. How to stay calm when the cashier asks you quick questions in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Today, we show you a typical fast-paced conversation between a clerk and a shopper. Listen in and pick up some new phrases that you've never learned before.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay. Not too much. How are you?
I'm good. The sun is shining and I'm going on vacation pretty soon here. I'm so excited about that.
That's great. That's great. Enjoy. You're going up to Maine, right?
Yeah. And guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
What?
I'm going whitewater rafting.
Ooh, that is so much fun. I love that.
I do.
I've been right. It's fun. Wait, have you been? You must have.
I went in high school, but they say this is like high rapids and I'm afraid I'm going to fall out of the boat. Like I really am.
Don't fall out of the boat. Don't do that.
They say that the weight limit is 110 pounds or more. You have to be at least 110 pounds. And I only weigh about 120, 122. So I hope I can stay in, you know?
Oh, my gosh. You gotta eat a big meal before to hold
you down. Eat up, right?
Yeah.
So for that, I might want to go to the corner store, right? To the convenience store.
Snuck that one in. Yeah, that was good.
Michelle, do you have a favorite corner store? I love that term, the corner store.
The corner store.
Do you have a favorite convenience store or corner store near your house that you run to when you're missing something?
Yeah, I would say that I usually end up at Duane Reade just because it's like the closest thing to me. But I remember when I lived in a different neighborhood, I would go to like this bodega. And nearby, and there was really convenient. Yeah.
Duane Reade. I don't know if our listeners know what that is. It's like a CVS or a Walgreens, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, and it has a lot, so it's good. So it's just like the closest thing to me. But it depends where your neighborhood, where whatever is the fastest thing you can get to when you need something, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. I usually run down to the 7-Eleven, but I remember in Japan. I mean, you really can't get anything decent like a meal at a convenience store, right? Unless you want to eat a lot of chemicals and something kind of gross. But I remember in Japan, I miss this so much about Japan. Yeah. You could buy a decent lunch at a convenience store. It's called a bento box. Yeah. I don't know if you would get that when you were there.
Sure. I was very impressed with the convenience stores in Japan because the food, and I'd heard that the food is actually good because here it's famous for being like, you don't want to eat from the convenience store usually, right?
Exactly. That's the point, right? You can't, some of them do serve like hot dogs, but I swear those are probably like pushed up on hormones and really, really bad chemicals, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So anyways, today, guys, we're going to talk a little bit about talking to the cashier in a convenience store, but pushing you you guys are already of a high level and you know how to do this, but there may be some little nuances that you're not quite sure about. So we're going to clear that up for you guys, okay? But first, I want to say a special thank you to Adriano Devin, who left us a really nice voice message. He's from Southern Brazil, left us a nice message about the show and how it's helping him listen better and understand English. Thank you, Adriano.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Michelle, where should our listeners go if they want to grab the 7 simple secrets to connection in English?
The listeners, you guys should go to allearsenglish.com/connection.
You got it. That is a good place to get that free video, guys. Download it immediately and check out the secrets. All right. So let's start with a quick role play, Michelle. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So we're at a convenience store. I'm going to be the clerk. So did you find everything you need?
Yeah, for sure.
Great. Do you need anything else?
No, thanks. I'm all set.
Okay. Would you like your receipt?
No, thanks. That's okay.
Oh, so natural. So natural.
Thank you. I try.
So in this conversation, Michelle, how did you signal that you didn't want anything else? Like, what did you say? You didn't need anything else.
Yeah, I said, no, thanks. I'm all set. Yeah. And then I said, no, thanks. That's okay.
Exactly. That's okay. I'm all set. Do you think that's common to say I'm all set?
Sure. Very common.
Oh, yeah. This is another, guys, this is a good example of something your textbook probably won't teach you, but we'll teach it to you here. Okay. So today we're talking about how to say that you aren't looking for anything else. And, you know, we got a question from a listener, but the question was a little bit vague. So we're going to fill in the blanks, right? This could be used when you're shopping at a store, or even, you know, when you're at a restaurant, right, Michelle?
Yeah, absolutely. This is really important.
Exactly, exactly. And what do you think like a textbook or a traditional English course would teach someone to say if the convenience store owner said, do you need anything else? Like, what do you think the traditional courses would teach people?
Probably the textbook would say like, no, thank you, or just no, thank you. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so. But instead, yeah. Guys, I mean, that's fine, but it's a little bland, right? I think language, we can show our personalities through our language.
That's right? What it's all about. Yep.
That's why language is creative, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. So I love that. Yeah. Okay. So can we hear the question? Am I going to read it?
Let's do it. I would love that. If you wouldn't mind, Michelle, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Sure. Here we go. Okay. I have been listening to your podcast for several months and have learned a lot from it. You guys are doing an excellent job. Here's one thing which also bothers me. How can I make myself sound more native when answering the question, do you want your receipt or do you need anything else? All right, great question.
Very good question. And one thing I would say, guys, if you have a question like this, try to specify what the context is, right? Because we don't know exactly what. So we're assuming it's a shop, right? Because you're asking about your receipt, but I suppose it could mean at a restaurant too, right? So we're not totally sure. We're going to assume you're at a convenience store. Okay. Does that sound fair, Michelle?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about it. So we're going to keep this simple, right? But we're going to give you guys actually a fair amount of vocabulary today. So get ready, break out your pen and paper and get ready. So what is one phrase that you might hear, Michelle, from the convenience store owner, from the clerk?
They might say, can I help you find anything?
Yeah. Do you get this like when you walk into a shop or something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like last night I was at the store with my friend and she was looking for a particular kind of yogurt.
Okay.
And she was looking for it and she noticed that they didn't have what she wanted. But then she looked over and somebody asked her and she looked over and they were in a box. Like they hadn't even been put out yet. And so they said, is this what you want? And she's like, yeah. So they actually took it out of the box for her. It just hadn't been put in the shelf yet.
Was she looking for Noosa, that new brand that's coming out? No?
No, not one that one. Siggy's?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. There's one that's coming out from Colorado that's really good. But there's a few different new brands of yogurt that are coming onto the scene. Very exciting.
Coming onto the scene, yes. It's like the underground yogurt scene.
The underground yogurt scene.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So can I help you find anything? Two things we could say. If we don't want help, what could we say, Michelle?
No, thanks. I'm all set.
And if we do?
Actually, yeah, I'm looking for Greek yogurt.
Oh, it sounds so natural. It's amazing.
Thanks.
How about this one? Did you find everything you were looking for, right? Because that's something that the clerk would say when we bring our stuff up to the desk, right?
Right.
Yeah. And what would you say if you did?
You could say, yep, thanks.
Mm-hmm. And then if you didn't, you could say something like, actually, I was trying to find trail mix.
Right. Yeah. I like the use of actually in these. Yeah.
Yeah. I like actually. Again, what is that signal, Michelle, when we say actually?
It's like on the other hand, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, on the other hand, it's like, really? No, it's. Yeah.
It's like, really? No. Right. In fact, no. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Perfect.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Exactly. And then let's say that we're going ahead and we're buying the thing. And then the person could say, are you paying by card? Right. Right. And then, you know, the person might say, OK, just slide your card. Or do you have a chip? Right. Oh, they ask you if you have a chip. Does that happen to you a lot?
Oh, yeah. The chip. That's a big that's a big pain around here.
Exactly. And so what would you say as the customer if you're not sure if it worked?
You could say, you tried. Yeah.
Yep.
You could say, did it go through?
Did it go through? I wonder if that's new for our listeners. Go through, a little phrasal verb there, guys, right? When you slide your card or you put your chip in, you want to ask the clerk if it worked, right? Did it work?
Yes.
Did it go through? Sometimes I don't know. I'm worried that I get charged twice or something.
Me too. I always have to check that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you could say what else? What's something else you could ask? Kind of more general.
You could say all set.
Exactly. All set. Again, this means, are you all set? Are we all set? Are we okay? Did it work? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, we quite a few today. So I hope you guys are writing these down. We're going to throw a bunch of phrases at you and, you know, catch a few here. So what's another thing the clerk might say to us?
Did we say, did that work? Yeah, I guess we did. Okay, good. Okay, they might say to you, need a bag?
Yeah, need a bag, right? Instead of what?
Do you need a bag?
Oh, we've talked about this before, right, Michelle?
Yeah, and also, you know, the whole plastic bag thing.
Right, because that's something that you guys are going to find for our 8 lucky listeners who are coming to Boston. You're going to find out that, yeah, they charge you for bags here. Yeah. And there aren't many plastic bags anymore that we can find, which is good. Really, it's good for the environment, right? So you want to ask, you know, how much does it cost, right? Or what else could we ask to find out how much we're going to pay?
You could say, what is the charge for it?
Yeah. If you brought your own bag.
You could say, no, thanks. I've got my own.
Very nice. Do people bring in New York their like cloth bags? I feel like that happens a lot in Cambridge.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't happen as much in New York because we don't have this whole plastic bag charge thing.
Yeah, you don't have that. Yeah.
I don't know. To me, Lindsay, this one, what is the charge for it? That one sounds like, yeah, it sounds a little bit like robotic to me.
Oh, well, let's change that. Yeah. What would you say instead, do you think?
I would just say, I would say, does it cost anything? Is there a charge or something like that? For some reason, what is the charge? What do you think?
Yeah, I see what you mean. I think it depends on the tone of voice that we're using. Mm. Yeah, so if we say, what is the charge for it, right? If we're very monotone.
Yeah.
But if we say something like, what's the charge for it, right? What's the charge for it? How much does it cost? But I see what you're saying, Michelle. So let's give our listeners a bunch of options here. Okay.
Yeah.
Like that idea. Okay. How about a receipt?
Oh, so yeah, similar thing. They might say, need a receipt?
Yeah. Or what else?
Or would you like a receipt? Would you like your receipt? Yeah.
Right. And I might say, nah, I'm okay. Thanks. Right. Yeah. Nah, instead of no. Right. Nah, I'm okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Kind of casual. I find myself saying this just kind of in a relaxed state, right? Nah, I'm okay, thanks.
Yeah. Or you could say, oh no, I don't need that, thanks.
Good. Or just no thanks.
Or just to add one, now you could say like, oh no, I'm good.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. No, I'm good. Yeah. I like that. Perfect. Okay, one more. So the person says, one more. The person says, have a good one or have a nice day. And how do you respond?
You could say, thanks, you too.
Yeah, or thanks, take care is another thing I might say.
Or just, yeah, thanks.
Okay, perfect. So we threw out a bunch of phrases there, guys. I know that was a lot.
But it's good.
We're challenging you today. So let's see these in a role play here, Michelle. You know, we know you guys aren't beginners here, so you know some of these, but sometimes it's interesting to, you know, look at a basic situation and see the things you didn't notice the first time you learned this, right? When you were just a beginner. So listen to today's role play and see if you can pick out something new and start using that. And also pay attention to how the conversation flows. This is going to be really fast between us, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Michelle, you are working at this convenience store and I'm a customer. So let's go.
Great.
All right. Oh, hi. Are you guys open?
Oh, yeah, we're open. Come on in.
Great.
Can I help you find anything?
Actually, yeah, I'm looking for peanut butter.
We have some in aisle 3.
All right.
Anything else?
Oh, nope. I'm all set.
Paying by card?
Yep.
Okay. Just insert your chip, please.
Oh, did it go through?
Yep. You're all set. Do you need a bag?
No, thanks. I've got my own.
Would you like your receipt?
Nah, I'm okay. Thanks.
Thanks, and have a good one.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Okay.
I screwed up that role play a little bit there, Michelle.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. It's okay. We got it.
All right. So, you know, what kind of patterns did we notice? We don't need to go through all the phrases, guys, because we basically packed in a bunch of the ones that we taught you. But what patterns did we notice here, Michelle? Anything?
Well, to me, the pattern, I mean, it's like very quick question, very short answer. So that's one thing that I noticed about it. One thing is we said, do you need a bag? I could have also said need a bag, right?
You
could have dropped that do you, right? So, those are, you know, quick questions, quick answers.
Exactly. So that's what we're doing for a lot of these things, right? You're saying anything else instead of do you need anything else?
Yeah.
Right. Or paying by card instead of what?
Are you paying by card?
This is so common. And now we're seeing this in advertisements where we drop the subject and the verb, right? We're dropping these completely. And then we're just going with the rest of the sentence. So be ready for it, guys. You know, if you know, especially for our listeners who are coming to Boston, if you know to expect this, then you'll be ready. Okay. You won't freak out and have listening shock, first listening shock that we talk about with Jessica sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So, Michelle, where can our listeners see all of this written out on the transcripts?
All right. So, guys, to go on over, we did a lot today. If you want to see these written out, go over to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and you'll get 50% off of the normal price.
Yeah, exactly. If you're subscribing there, guys, you're going to save a lot of money on the transcripts. Okay, very cool. Again, guys, you can go back, listen to this again, write down some of the phrases that you didn't know already, and, you know, try them out when you come to Boston or the next time you travel. Okay, very cool.
Perfect. All right, great.
Okay, Michelle, we'll see you soon. Take care.
Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.